This segment of the Avaya Podcast Network is sponsored by CashFly. Deliver content fast with CashFly. Visit CACHEFLY.com to learn more. This is the Avaya Podcast Network. APN. Technology, news, and information.
All in one place.
It's Avaya Evolutions Bogota. Now, here's your host, Mark Fletcher.
Hey, it's Fletch with the APN Podcast, and we're joined today by Mariela Penalosa, live from Bogota, Colombia, using our Scopia technology. Great to see you this morning. Thanks so much for joining us today on the podcast.
Thank you, Fletcher, and thank you all. And I'm very happy to be here with you and using the Scopia tool. This is so excited.
Yeah, it's fantastic. Just one way that we let people communicate across the world with technology that's easy to deploy. Tell me a little bit about yourself. You had a wonderful podcast with Guadalupe down in Bogota, Avaya Evolutions Bogota. Although I don't speak Spanish, I only understand a few words back and forth. I saw the excitement on your face. I saw the excitement on Guadalupe's face. And I saw the massive hundreds and hundreds of downloads of your podcast. I said, I don't know what she said, but it had to be fantastic and relevant. I've got to get her on an English version of this podcast. Tell me about yourself and a little bit of history, how you got into what you do and what you do do.
Okay. For the last 12 years, I've been working with advertising agencies and big brands such as Coca-Cola, Nestle, Newell Stanford, General Motors, and a different varieties of businesses that were like huge businesses. But in 2008, I went to study in Spain a master's degree, and then I realized all the power that were coming from the digital evolution and the digital revolution, the social media, e-commerce, and everything that was set up for a new world of possibilities for businesses. But in that moment, my analysis was that the small and medium enterprises were the ones that have the most possibilities from these new tools and new world. So in that moment, I started to investigate more, to learn and to share all this kind of information. And then 2 years ago, I decided to become a consultant and an advisor for small and medium enterprises in order to help them to enter this new world and include all that tools and all these opportunities for their business into a new growth and new possibilities. So when I went to Bogota to the Avaya Evolutions, I start understanding that you also have these tools for small and medium enterprises in a very low cost. So that is what the businesses have to go into in order to get the most from this new world.
So small businesses obviously have smaller budgets. So the large companies like General Motors and so forth, you know, they've got hundreds of thousands, if not millions and billions of dollars dedicated to a budget. You know, a small, medium business, they're operating on shoestring budgets. They have to do a lot themselves. They really have to be aware of where they're spending their money. So that's a barrier to them. And I think the technology today starts to alleviate that to where they can utilize some things themselves and try to produce more content like the big players do. What are some other barriers that small businesses have that you find that are out there, Maria?
For the last 2 years, and all my clients have the same barrier, and it's the fear. They have the first step for them is to break that barrier of the fear. And then they do it by understanding the new world. It's not such a difficult thing. It's a very excited world. So when they understand and they start learning all the new world opportunities, the new tools about social media, about email marketing, that you can connect through video conference and through some tool as a Scopia, then you know that you can have all the huge players tools just for the small and medium enterprises. So these owners of small businesses are always that I explain them the new technology, they are just amazed. and they say, okay, Maria, we have to start working in this. We have to do it. Let's set up the strategy and let's set up a business, a plan, an action plan in order to start including all the new tools and the new channels for communication and for marketing into the business strategy. But the first step, of course, is breaking the fear.
So what you do is really kind of help them break that fear, expose them to the new technologies, because really that's the new business strategy. You have to understand these tools in order to grow your business, right?
Yes. The plan that we work, or I work with the my clients, is start, the first step is have like a teaching process, and you have some kind between 4 hours up to 16 hours of learning, and learning not just with them and the owner, but with their team, and learning how the new world, which kind of tools do you have, learning each step, like this is a new world that you have to understand the new customer, how this customer is acting, how this customer is communicating, how this customer is making decisions, and then understand how the business, today's business, is helping, is offering these solutions to that kind of customer. And maybe we're not connecting the products and the services with this new customer. So then we have to analyze, learning, then analyze, and then creating the new strategy, the new business strategy. Then we have a step that is choosing the tools and implementing the tools into the operation of the business. And then we start having the tracking of the metrics and the KPIs in order to optimize the results. But that is a process that these huge enterprises and the huge brands are practicing some years ago, but the small business were never aware of that kind of processes that they could integrate. Now it is possible because now the budget is not the barrier.
Right. That's very interesting. You've taken your expertise in working with large international companies, and you've condensed that down into a plan where small businesses can really start taking advantage of the technology today and really empowering themselves to become more of what they are, get into new markets, using technology to even come up with some new offerings, right?
That's for sure. One of the main opportunities for small and medium enterprises is that through digital and through technology, they can get any market they want. The first barrier for them to growth was not having the budget for opening a different or a physical store, a second restaurant, a second office for services. But now they don't need to open a physical store in order to supply and get the demand of other markets. Then through digital tools and maybe through a website that is made for this kind of business, you can get into a different country market. You can you have the entire global world and the entire market just through a click. And the other opportunity is that they can control their growth. So they are not going to be overwhelmed by the capability of supplying the demand. They control the growth process. So they, in that way, they can prepare themselves in order to supply the new market demand. And then they can co-create with their community for new products and new services. So they can start having this connection and real-time interaction with their community in order for maybe correct something that is not working, or maybe having opportunities for developing new products and new services.
People can follow you on Twitter under hashtag full energy. I now understand why you use that hashtag. You're a very energetic person. And I got to tell you, you know, to listen to your podcast with Guadalupe in Spanish and get excited when I didn't even understand it, now that I do understand it in my own language, thank you very much. This has been very, very exciting this morning. And thanks so much for joining us all the way from Colombia via Skopje. This has been a wonderful podcast. And thanks again.
Thank you all for inviting me, for having me, for this space, for communicate with all the audience. And of course, just let me know anything you need. I will be here in Colombia, just, you know, working with Avaya and with all the tools that Avaya Evolution has. Thank you. Escopia, I think, is great and great with all the, it's a simple way to communicate and you know, I'm excited about it.
That's the cool part. You know, you send somebody a web link and it just works. So obviously a great example of that. So Mariel Peñalosa from Bogota, Colombia, consultant, business advisor for SMB. Thanks very much for joining us. Have a great day.
Have a great day to you too.
You're listening to APN, the Avaya Podcast Network. Find us on the web at avaya.com/APN.